just getting set up right now. Welcome to my first AMA. I am celebrating 200 followers. I'm really excited for that. I really am happy that I got 200 followers. To be honest, you know, I mean, I like explained this in my post, you know, saying that I got 200 followers, but I'm like, I honestly really didn't think that this was gonna happen to me. I'm so serious, you know. People were saying stuff like, oh, you know, like, ooh, like, I didn't know it was gonna happen to me, and I didn't really believe them at first, but I do believe them now, because it happened to me, and I had the exact same reaction as they did. All right. Here's the form. Now, the setting that I said I was probably going to be doing this in is a bit different because I don't feel like walking all the way out to the abandoned parking lot that I was originally going to be doing this in. So, I'm going to be doing this in my bathtub. Mainly because I picked this setting because I just... Okay, this is going to be a double feature. All right, I'm going to be answering your questions. Or questions/questions. And I'm going to be burning some old love letters of an ex of mine that treated me awfully. So, welcome. All right. I'm not really sure which one I should start off with. I want to read them. I want to read the love letters. I wrote them all down in this notebook of mine because I figured that my mom would eventually find them because I wasn't allowed to date him, but we dated anyways and he sent me love letters, which was nice until I realized everything that he wrote in those love letters was a complete lie. I think I should read them. All right. But first I'm going to answer a couple questions. I'll start off with two. A couple months ago, when you posted a drawing where you introduced yourself, you said you will also post a kink list. Now all of us know you much better after a couple of scripts, but to be honest, I'm still waiting for that kink list. Did you drop this idea? I actually didn't. To be completely honest, I forgot about it. And I know that's kind of a bad thing, but ever since, you know, the beginning of me, making my account and up till now, I've been disassociating a lot. So I, forget a lot of stuff. But I was actually looking through my drafts the other day, and I'm like, oh, there's my old kink list. But, I mean, the reason why I didn't post it was because, you know, I'm a completely different person than I was a couple months ago. I'm completely different, and that includes my kinks. So I'm probably gonna make a new kink list. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I might have to adjust a couple things, but other than that, not really. No, I did not drop the idea. I will just update it and I will post it. I don't really know because, I mean, a lot of you guys know that I'm a massive switch and my preferences depend on what my partner is. I'm a very large, feedback-orientated person. So yeah, I notice on many of your drawings of yourself, there is a cross necklace on your neck. Is that just a decoration or are you an actual Christian? I'm asking because I have a huge Christian girl's kink. I actually do have a cross around my neck. I am in fact a Christian. I'm a progressive Christian, which means I don't think that that gays go to hell or trans people are like freaks. I love and accept everyone. I mean people who do those kinds of things technically aren't that godly because God loves everyone and that's kind of like his whole point. You know, he loves and accepts everyone, no matter what you do, who you like, or what you identify as. And I practice that. I love everyone. I won't judge. Unless you're a pedophile. then you deserve to be drawn and quartered. Yeah. Okay. I just answered two questions. Ugh. All right, let's see. Out of every girl I met and every person I care about, your feelings matter the most to me. Oh, by the way, I am now reading one of the love letters. I feel awful that I've upset you. I love you. I love you a lot. Even if the rules of our country, which only basically apply to sexual relationships, which I have no interest in because I prefer to love someone rather than just see them as a sexual object, say that I'm not allowed to love you. I don't care about any laws, and I'd honestly wait 1,000 years and many more if it meant that I could wrap my arms around you and pepper that cute face in kisses. You mean a lot to me. You always have since the first time we got together, and as sad as it may seem, my heart has always belonged to you and none other. Even now, my heart beats for you. You're so sweet and lovely and just, wow. You're quite literally the girl in my dreams. I'm sorry for what I've done. I don't want to lose the one girl who's always seen some form of good in me, even when I could barely believe in myself. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. You're like my son. You fill my life with warmth and give me the motivation to actually move forward, and I'm thankful for that. So thank you, you gorgeous girl, for everything that you do. Liar. Let's see. Just be my beautiful wife, please. God bless. I'm such a lucky fella to know such a lovely lady like you. Believe me, I only want to smother you in affection and love, nothing more and nothing less. Okay, this says my actual name in it. So, Bunny, I think I'm in love with you. Ah, God almighty. There. Burn. Ugh. And, okay, the reason why I'm also doing this is because this is me moving on. I really am happy that I'm moving on. Here, let me just light the other end on fire. Ow! That hurt. Let's see. Burn faster. Yeah, that actually hurt. The side of my thumb is gray. Okay. I am now answering a couple more questions. Will you ever post nudes of yourself on the internet? Faceless, obviously. I listen to your carving pumpkin audio, and I don't want your parents to kill you. I'm not sure. I would like to, but here's the thing. I see, you know, like, I, like, took some advice from my friend. I'm just like, you know, like, should I do this? And she's just like, not without having people pay for it. I'm like, oh, you're right. So, depends how much you are willing to pay me. Then you'll probably see nude pictures of me. But yes, without the face. I don't want anyone to know my identity because, you know, privacy issues. What is your most embarrassing kink? I don't know how to say this. Not because it is pretty embarrassing, but also because a lot of people just wouldn't suspect that of me. I like to hear men cry, like a lot. And I don't know if it's because of, you know, like my trauma or something like that, but it's not that I want to see them cry, it's that I want to hear them cry. I like the whimpers more than anything. But I also like to hear, like, the sniffles and stuff like that. You know. There's just something about it where I'm just like, that's great. I like that. but the reason why I figured that out was because I was listening to one voice actor who will remain nameless because I'm sure, you know, that's something that I'm not 100% sure he would be comfortable with me disclosing publicly. But I was listening to one of his ramble faps, and he just, you know, like, as he was, like, getting closer, he started, like, crying out of nowhere. And, like, I was, like, listening. And I was listening to this in public. I was listening to this when I was over at one of my friends' house. And I had, like, one earbud in. And then, you know, like, my friend was, like, playing her guitar. And then I just, like, put my head down. And she's just, like, Bunny, are you all right? I'm like, just give me a second. And I I was, like, so turned on when I started hearing him crying. I'm like, God, don't let this be a kink. But it is. I can't help it. Sorry. So, you know, if you're ever interested, send me pictures of you or send me videos of you masturbating with the sound on. Crying. Please and thank you. Next question. I know you have a lot on your plate. Your personal life, audios, and scripts, but I really like your drawings, and I miss them. Is there a chance you will have drawings in your publication schedule? I didn't realize this. For people who, what's it called? For the people who were like, oh, you know, you post pictures of yourself and drawing and stuff like that. Those, wow. I'm really surprised that you guys stuck around. You guys are like, oh, geez. That's so cool. That's how I know that those are the real fans. You're not a real fan. Oh, crap. I just tore it in half. Whatever. Is there a chance you'll have drawings in your publication schedule? Here's the thing. Whenever I do a script, I'm like, okay, like, I have some, like, great ideas for, you know, like, drawings and stuff like that, and, like, POV drawings and hentai and stuff like that, but I just, like, whatever I draw, I don't like it. So I just give up. I'm just like, I'm just gonna be posting the stupid audio. And that's it. Other than that, I don't really have much of an explanation. I would love to, like, continue posting art, but, like, I'm already, you know, like you said it yourself, I have a lot on my plate, like, with my personal life, audios, and scripts. Like audios and scripts take up a lot of my time. And then on top of that, I have schoolwork, and then on top of that, I have housework. And I have to drive my brother everywhere, and a good 20% of me being at home is my mom yelling at me about how much of a disappointment I am, but it's whatever. As long as I get stuff out in general, I'm happy. But, okay, like, for those who have seen it and, you know, like, my whole, like, audio publication schedule. What is that? My whole audio publication schedule. Like, the main reason why I did that was because I have enough free time to do even more of those audios and scripts. You know, so I can, like, balance it out. And that whole thing where in November, where I cranked out audio after audio after audio after audio. I'm like, I was exhausted after it. I'm like, oh, screw this. I'm never doing audios again. But I did because, I mean, I decided to continue doing audios because I genuinely love it. I like to make people feel good. Sorry about that. I heard a thump and I thought someone was trying to break in. I know you're probably thinking, oh, you know, like, what? How could you, like, immediately assume that someone's breaking in? Well, it's because I don't live in the best neighborhood. And a lot of people, there have been, like, a string of burglaries happening a lot as of late. So I kind of, like, accidentally closed out my laptop. Dang it. I guess I could, take this time to... I guess I could take this time to read another lying love letter. Let's see. My heart has officially melted and I love it. Again, there's my name again. Bunny, thank you for all of the love and support that you give me. It truly does mean a lot, and I'm happy that you're a part of my life. I can proudly say that you've been my rock for the time that we've had this relationship. And this is embarrassing, but in the midst of my panicking, I kept hugging the teddy bear you sent me while thinking of it as you and pretending that I was actually smuggling the ever-loving, he swears, heck out of you. Okay, this is where it accidentally cuts off. Bunny, I want you to know that I love you. I love you a whole lot. I know that I say it a lot and that's probably gotten tedious and annoying, but I just can't seem to help myself. So, yes, I love you, and, well, I'll never stop telling you this. Oh, really, if you love me so much, then why did you even lie to me in the first place? I'm still kind of a sucker for this one. He said, I want to start a garden with you. Yeah, well, I want to start a garden with you too, but you ended up leaving me, so. Because you don't really want to start a garden with me that badly. I love you with all my heart and soul. Like I said last night, I hold a love for you that I've never felt for anyone. That means I could never grow tired or bored of you. Okay. I cherish the little moments of talking that we get because it's like I'm getting to spend time with you, no matter how short it may be. And that's a promise. I love you and I love the time we get to spend with each other. Please know that. Ugh. Barf. Alright. The AMA is back up. Oh, another thing. I'm trying to go into this as blindly as possible because, you know, I want you guys to have, like, genuine reactions from me. So, there. What kinks are your limits? I guess the usual. Scat, water sports, roar, beast. Unless it's, like cat boys and stuff like that. And huge cows. I like that. That's nice. I am fine with blood, though. You know, like, if it's, like, extremely violent and graphic and gory, I don't mind that. Yeah. Pigeons. Cute birds or flying rats? I like this question. I like that question a lot. You, whoever sent this question to me, DM me. I want to be your friend. Let's talk. Cute birds or flying rats? Angels. I love pigeons. I love pigeons so much. They are a gift sent from God herself. But yes, they are very cute birds. I feed the birds a lot. You know, like, what's it called? I would, like, steal a slice or two of the bread that my mom would bring home. Or I would, like, take off, a little crumb bagel from, my breakfast. And, like, on the way, as I park in the parking lot at my school, I would just kind of, like, go over to where all the birds are and I just toss them the little slice of bread or the little thing of bagel. Why am I talking about birds? Okay. Public sex, yes or no? It depends how risky it is. Because, you know, if it's, like, in a place that's, like, really forbidden, like, let's say I'm having sex in a museum, that'd be so cool. That'd be really cool. Or, like, in church. That'd be really cool. But, you know, or in an aquarium. I'd love that. Love a fish watching. Pervy fish. I'm just kidding. Sure. I don't mind it. But, yeah. I don't have a question. I just want to say that I'm a huge fan of your work and I hope you'll have 1,000 followers soon. You seem really adorable and I think I have a little crush on you. Don't blame me, you are the one who is too cute. I'm curious if there are more people like me among your followers. Aww, that's so sweet. You're so sweet. Aww. I'm so happy that you're happy for me. I really do hope I get 1,000 followers soon. I actually read somewhere that I think it's, like, if you have, like, or there was, like, a study that, like, some, like, research center in, like, Britain or something, like, said that if you have, like, over 700 followers, then you're, like, officially a celebrity. I can't imagine that. Or, like, I'm a celebrity. That'd be weird, but cool. I could tell my kids about that, being like, you want to know about that one time where I was a celebrity? Yeah. let me tell you. I'm just kidding. I would probably never tell my kids that. My grandkids, though, of course. Be like, listen, your mother won't let me tell him, won't let me tell you this, but I was like an audio porn star back in the day. I need to stop. But yeah, I think it's so cute that you have a crush on me. I don't know how you can, though, because, you know, I'm assuming that this is a guy. You know, most men are visual creatures and no one knows what I look like besides for what I draw myself as. Which, for the most part, that is what I look like. You know, I do have the little speck of blue in my eye and I do have a round face and relatively, like, tan skin, but I don't have pink hair and I don't have bangs. I would like to, though. But if I, like, came home one day with, like, pink hair, then my mom would send me right back out the door. Let's see. Well, geez, this person has quite a lot. What stereotype about your country slash ethnicity do you dislike the most? For those of you who don't know, I'm Lebanese, and I kind of look like it because, you know, I'm because I've you know I'm like relatively tan skin and you know, like really dark hair and stuff like that. You know, like I don't look like the rest of the kids that were around me growing up. And so, you know, when I told people that, you know, they're just like, you know, like, ooh. Or what's it called? Back when my grandma and grandpa on my dad's side would come down for things like Grandparents' Day, you know, like my grandpa, he's like a full-bred Lebanese, and my grandma, she's like German and Lebanese. So like whenever my grandpa would talk to me, my grandma would have to translate. And so, you know, my friends back in elementary school, they'd be like, "What? Like, why does your grandpa talk like that? Why does he look like that?" I'm like, "Oh, it's because he's Lebanese." And like I remember this one group of girls, or this one girl individual, she was like, "Your grandpa's Arabic?" I'm like, "I guess." And she's just like, "He's not gonna bomb our school, is he?" I'm like, "Why would you think that?" And I was like 8 at the time. I had no idea what was going on. I was born after 9/11. I had no idea what was going on. And so she was kind of like really mean to me, and I had no idea why. And like all of the girls kind of like picked up on her meanness, and they're just like, "Oh, your grandpa's a terrorist. Your grandpa's a terrorist." And I like go home and tell my mom, I'm like, "Mom, what's a terrorist?" And she's just like, "What? Where'd you hear that word from?" And I'm like, "Some girls at school called Grandpa RV." That's my grandpa RV, because he lives in because my grandma and grandpa lived in an RV, and they like traveled the country. I'm like, they called Grandpa RV a terrorist. What does that mean? And my mom is just like, "Bunny, listen to me. Those girls are probably racist." And I'm like, "What's racist? I don't know what any of this means." And so, and yeah, that's, and you know, as like time progressed, those girls got meaner, and they're just like, "Wait, so if your grandpa's Arabic, that must mean you're Arabic. So why aren't you wearing like a hijab or anything?" I'm like, "Oh, my mom explained it to me. It's because I'm Christian and not a Muslim." And they're just like, "Well, yeah, but still, you can probably bomb our school, right?" And I'm like, "No, I don't want to do that." And yeah, they thought that I was some kind of like suicide bomber until I was like 15. Fun. What's the dumbest slash funniest sexual encounter you have ever had? I don't have many of those. Usually whenever, you know, I'm like hanging out at a friend's house, I'm just kind of like knitting or crocheting, and you know, I'm like hanging out with them, and they're like doing their own thing, and we're both doing our own thing in each other's presence, and I like that. But sometimes I like listen to audios while I do that stuff, because I can like do both. I know I'm a I am what is it? What's the word? Multitasking. Yes, I'm a multitasker. Bow before me. And like usually, I have like a resting confused face where, you know, I just kind of like my eyes just kind of are a little bit wider, and like my mouth droops a little bit when it's like resting. So it looks like I have no idea what's going on. Which frankly, for the most part, I do have no idea what's going on for the most part. I just don't. But like whenever I'm like listening to audios and stuff like that, my like what's it called? Like my face gets very dark, and like it looks like I'm angry. And my one friend, she's just like, "Bunny, are you all right?" I'm like, "Yeah, what's wrong?" And she's just like, "Are you listening to like angry music?" I'm like, "No." And you know, I'm like panicking. I'm like, "Oh God, she knows. She can hear it. She can hear it." But I'm just like, "No, I'm not listening to angry music." And she's just like, "You look angry." I'm like, not, I'm like, I'm not angry. I'm listening to stuff. And she's just like, okay, you're just, I'm just worried about you. I'm like, okay, thank you. And then it got me thinking, I'm like, am I going to look like that when I have sex? You know, because, you know, I like, you know, I'm like turned on when I'm listening to that. And I apparently look angry. But, you know, I'm like, I'm not like holding a mirror in front of my face or anything. So I kind of have to like go off of what she tells me. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to look angry when I have sex, please. I assume that, I mean, I guess it's like a future answer to what may or may not happen to me. I might die a virgin, which I'm okay with. So, the dumbest, funniest sexual encounter you've ever had. That's probably going to be me looking very angry. I'm sorry. All right, what physical aspect of the male, if possible, female as well, body turns you on the most? I guess now's a good time than ever to tell everyone that I like backs. I meant the backs. Like, what's it called? Like the shoulder blades? I like that a lot. And I don't know if that's like weird or anything. Usually whenever I tell my friends that I'm into backs, they're like, you're weird. I'm like, you know what? It's fine. It's whatever. You know, like, what's it called? Like, it doesn't even matter. Like, if you have like a muscular back, just like, as long as it's defined and I can like see the lines in your skin. I like that. And like, you know, I can like envision myself, you know, like you come home after a long day and I'm just like, oh, honey, lay on the bed. And, you know, I like sit like on your lower back and I like massage your back. I like that. You know, that's like what I have in mind. Possible female as well. I love everything about the female body, but specifically the thighs. Thighs are nice. There's like the age-old question, you know, boobs or butt, thighs. I love that. I like that. What time during the day are you the horniest? I don't know. To be honest, I think it's as soon as I get in the car once I'm done with school and I like sit in the driver's seat and I like take like that deep breath and like I'm going home. And then like that's when the horny hits. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going home. Oh yeah. Yeah, I get like turned on knowing that I won't have to deal with school again. I like that. What's your ideal amount of sex per week? I wouldn't know. I have yet to have sex. But I can only assume that it's like once or twice a week. And I know that's probably, you know, people are thinking, oh, you know, you're a bunny. You're supposed to be having a lot of sexy times. But I'm like, listen to me. Listen. I'm not an idiot. I masturbate. You know, like, it's human, it's nature, right? It's called experimenting. I gotta try this stuff out before I actually know whether or not I like it. And it takes a lot out of me. Like, I like masturbate once or twice a week. And it takes a lot out of me. I'm like, what's it called? You know, like the morning after, I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to go to school because I'm exhausted. And I can't imagine, you know, like, actually having sex. Because, you know, there's, like, actual action going on in that. But, yeah. Okay, time for your regularly scheduled burning of my trash ex's love letters. Let's see. My eyes are very much set on you. I simply can't see myself loving anyone else. Okay. Though, I can't read, I'm illiterate. Though, I feel that it's my mortal defect, since if you have decided to move on, I'll still be caught up on a gal who I've never gotten to hug. It frightens me. Love is such an odd thing to me, and the fact that I feel it so strongly towards you, it just blows my mind and makes me wonder what I've done to deserve to be in love with someone so lovely. Bunny, I love you. Thank you for all the things you do, and thank you for being here for me when I'm feeling down. I appreciate you beyond words, and I adore you so freaking much. Shame. You know, you were the one that was just like, oh, you know, I want to marry you. I'm like, you could have gotten that. You could. You could have put a ring on it. You know, we could have been together for the rest of our lives, but you decided to do the thing that you did, and you ruined it for the both of us. Oh well, it's whatever. Favorite sex position and why? Now, okay. Back in my old, what's it called? That one, the pumpkin carving audio. Where, you know, that was like the exact same question as that. Like, oh, you know, what's your favorite sex position? It hasn't really changed from mating press. I still like it very much, I was just rereading it. And why? The reason why I like mating press and now the reason why has changed quite a bit is because, you know, I am someone who is very leg focused. Like, what's it called? I like legs, and I really do like my legs. My legs are extremely muscular and very defined, and then the rest of me is just blob. and I don't know, just like the mating press where, you know, I'm like pinned down and like my legs are up in the air. I like that. But I guess another one for me would be, you said favorite sex position and why. I guess this is more of a tie. Hey, bars. It rhymes. I guess it would be because, or my other sex position, it would probably be where, like, I'm, like, sitting on, like, a counter or a table, and then, yeah. Also because of the legs. But, what's it called? Here's the thing. The reason why I also like that one is because it's both sub and dom, like, friendly. You know, I can, like, imagine, you know, like a little sub that, like, desperately trying to drill me. I'm like, oh, you're so cute, and, you know. And then there's, like, a dom who's, yeah. yeah. Which fictional character do you want to have sex with the most and why? There's a lot. I watch a lot of TV and I watch a lot of anime. If I had to choose one, it would probably be Bishamon from Noragami. It's a great anime, by the way. If you watch it, then let's talk. I want to talk with you. Bishamon, I think she's one of the goddesses of war. God, she's hot. Oh, I love Bishamon. I've always had a crush on her. Since I started watching it when I was like 10. I don't remember. Alright, what are your preferred size? What are your size preferences? Big, average, or small? I'm not going to be cursing, by the way. I don't curse. I do not care. You can pay me as much as you want. I won't curse. Big, average, or small? To be honest, it depends, you know, like how experienced I am. Because right now, I would like to be in the average range. I don't really mind small, because, you know, like, okay, like, my ex, you know, the whose letters I'm burning, he said that he was small, and I believed him, even though, you know, I didn't really have any pictures, because he was a bit of a prude. It's whatever. I mean, I'm a prude, too, but he was a bit, overboard in some cases. Some of you already know that. I wouldn't necessarily go big, especially now, because, you know, I don't want to be in pain. You know, I want to enjoy it. That's literally the whole point of having sex, is to enjoy it. Except for rapists. Well, they enjoy themselves, and they don't care whether or not their partner enjoys themselves, which is not something I find desirable at all, whatsoever. Unless it's, you know, like, non-con. But, like, you know, like, if you're, like, a genuine rapist, I'm like, okay, kill all rapists. I don't care. I guess, yeah, in the average thing. But, like, at the end of the day, when you're, like, you know, if, like, I'm in love with you and we have sex, then I don't care about your size. Because, frankly, I have priorities, and one of those priorities is your voice. Like, if you got a nice voice, I don't care about your size. As long as I'm making sure I'm making you feel good and, like, you're, like, moaning nice, then I don't care. Because, you know, like, I am able to, like, feel good and reach orgasm through just hearing your voice. And besides, I can always just use toys afterwards. I don't care. Worst date and best date you have ever been on. I have yet to be on a date. So I'm sorry. That's not true! Oh my gosh! No! Okay. Here's the reason why I forgot about, you know, like, me saying, oh, you know, how could you forget you're on a date? Here's the thing. I didn't know it was a date. I didn't know. Because, you know, he, like, called me afterwards. He's just like, so how did you enjoy our date? I'm like, listen to me. Listen. Sorry. The book fell. Like, listen. You didn't tell me that this was a date. We were in your house. You didn't spend any sort of money on me. We were sitting on your bed playing Super Smash Bros. And then afterwards, when you thought things were getting in the mood or something, you decided to put on The Office. The Office? What? And you know, like, I was, like, sitting up on your bed, and you were, like, laying down on your side, and you were, like, trying to, like, scoot closer to me, and I was kind of, like, scooting away. He thought that was a date! Can someone please tell me if that's a date or not? We still talk. I mean, what's it called? This guy that I'm talking about right now, he thought it was a date! And we've been friends ever since, like, sixth grade! Well, kind of. We're still kind of friends. We talk every once in a while. I did leave him undelivered, though. He's still left undelivered. I feel bad. It's gotten to the point where I'm just like, I'm going to ignore it. He's gonna be mad at me if I open it so late, so I'm just not going to open it at all. But yeah, would you consider that a date? I wouldn't. Because I like talked about this with one of my friends, and she's just like, he didn't spend any money on you. You hung out at his house. And he was probably trying to get you to give him head or something. I'm like, no. All right. Besides Gone Wild Audio, what are your top 5 erotic subreddits to visit? For those of you who don't know already, I like hentai more than I like regular porn. You know, for, like, a bunch of reasons that you should definitely tune into on my questionnaire, my pumpkin carving questionnaire. I explained it perfectly. And hopefully my reasoning is sound. But I look at a lot of hentai subreddits, including Ahegyo Boys, you know, where they, like, make, you know, Ahego. I don't know how to pronounce it, but, yeah, that's probably one of my favorite femgaze hentai, and I go on r/jacking every once in a while, you know, if I'm like in the mood for that kind of stuff, but for the most part I'm like, oh yeah, hentai, that's, I like that. What are some of the biggest mistakes men make when it comes to sex as well as dating such relationships, and what advice do you have for men on avoiding those mistakes? I don't know. I mean, I interact with a lot of guys who want to have sex with me. But, like, here's the thing. That's most... there are, like, a handful of guys who I, like, genuinely think are very cool, and, you know, I would, like, trust them to, like, hold my drink at a party or something. I can think of maybe, like, 3 guys that'd be like, okay, we're at this party, I want you to hold my drink, and I would 100% trust you with it, and, like, I know for a fact that they're not, like, going to betray my trust. But here's the thing, the rest of the guys, the guys who have nothing to contribute to the conversation except for, you know, oh, my cock is so big, I want to have sex with you right now. I'm like, really? Is that, like, all you have to say? Like, come on. Like, at least tell me, like, your favorite color or something. I would like to get to know you. And what's it called? And, like, that's how I know that they haven't really done their research and, like, have tried to get to know me. Because, like, the basic thing that I would like in a relationship is to know you. I don't want to hook up. I want to get to know you. I want to, you know, I want to have a relationship. And I've told plenty of guys that I'm just like, no, I'm going to have my first time with someone I genuinely have a connection with. And, you know, I, like, genuinely love. And they still press. They're just like, oh, you know, I love you. I think you're so cool. And, you know, it's just like, oh. It gets frustrating sometimes because, you know, here you are trying to get to know a person. And, you know, you're just like, oh, you can talk about yourself. And stuff like that. You know, don't you want to talk about yourself? And they don't. They just want to have sex with you. And then that's it. And that's kind of like, really? Is that all you see me as? I'm like, okay, I get it. You know, like, I like moaning your ear for your entertainment. But, like, come on. It's not that hard to ask me a couple questions about myself, so you can at least pretend that you're interested in me. I guess that would be my advice. Another thing is, don't lie. You know, be passionate. Tell a girl how you really feel. Don't settle. Oh my gosh, don't settle. I did. It sucks. Other than that, I think that's good. But I'll probably think of something later on that I may or may not pipe up and say. How'd you stumble upon GWA? You know, just browsing around Pornhub, watching hentai, and then, you know, like I was like one guy. Yeah, and I, like, followed, like, the trail of breadcrumbs from his account over to here. And there was, like, a massive, like, community on Pornhub. But I don't really go on Pornhub. Because, you know, I have this. This is mainly where I get my kicks, if you know what I mean. What type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? I don't know, because, like, I have a very broad spectrum. Excuse me. I don't know. Because, you know, I'm, like, willing to do stuff like rape and things like that. But what's it called? If it's, like, I guess the only thing would be cheating. I won't do cheating. Absolutely not. No, I won't do cheating. I think that's probably it. Anything, you know, like, I guess cheating and beast. And vor. Basically all my limits. Cheating is one of my limits. I hate cheating. I hate cheaters. If you're a cheater, then die. Perish. let's see. If you were a stripper, what would your stripper name be? And what would be your gimmick / character? Well, I'm practically a built-in stripper. Y'all know me as Bunny. And that will be my gimmick. And I guess I can be like a little Playboy bunny. But that just, I don't know, that doesn't fit my vibe, you know. A lot of people think of me as, you know, like, oh, you're like a cute little, like a cute, like, little, a tiny sister. I'm like, that could be my gimmick. I can be your little sister. That'd be so cute. I'm so sorry. let's see. I'm going to try and ignore that. She'll probably stop soon. What is something other women do that you simply don't understand or can't, that you can't relate to? let's see. Oh no, I don't have a lot of problem with most women. I get along just fine. It's either that or I'm very naive to all of their problems. Which I don't want to be. I want to help. I guess it's I guess that this really only applies to one type of girl or one type of woman. Or, you know, they're just like, I don't understand. Or, like, you want to have, where, you know, like, you're friends with a girl. All my friends are guys. Girls are too much drama. I'm like, okay, that's fine. That's cool. I mean, I don't know, you don't really, I mean, what's it called? In my experience, girls who are incapable of having healthy, you know, like, stable, like, relationships with other girls probably are psycho. I mean, that's just my experience. Like, I mean, because, okay, like, guys, not to, like, put you guys down or anything, but there's a reason why those girls are incapable of maintaining healthy relationships with other girls, and it's because girls can smell crazy on you from a mile away, and then for the most part, we cut you off, like, almost immediately. And then the girls are just like, ugh, and like, those girls are so toxic, I'm going to, all my friends are guys. Because, and I mean, another thing is that, what's it called, one of my mentors, she was like, oh, guys never just want to be friends. I'm like, I know that, but, you know, there are, like, a handful of guys in my life that, you know, really, like, genuinely have, like, a brother-sister relationship, and, you know, we, like, butt heads, we, like, wrestle and stuff like that, and we don't want anything, any sort of romantic feelings to go in to form in between our friendship, because our friendship is really nice. But yeah, I don't really understand how women can, like, I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't understand how some girls are just like, oh yeah, I'm one of the boys. I mean, like, I get it. You can be like a tomboy and stuff like that, but, you know, there are, like, other places that you can fit in with other girls, but the fact that you're not fitting in with any other girl around you is kind of a red flag, at least to me, because I'm just like, okay, because, like, most of the girls in my, like, my circle, you know, like, my community, we're all, like, fairly nice to each other. Of course there can be, like, toxic girls, of course, I mean, everyone has that, but, just, I'm just like, you can't have a girlfriend anywhere else. I'm like, okay, I mean, that's fine. Just, you know, just don't try and, like, put down other girls for having healthy relationships with their best friends, of whom are girls. Other than that, I don't really have anything else to say on the matter. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give her? I would tell her a lot. I'd just be like, listen, I don't have much time, but you know that guy that messaged you on Discord? Don't talk to him. Don't talk to him. Just block him. He's gonna break your heart. He's gonna leave you for dead. Take middle school a lot more seriously. Well, not really, because I'm doing fine just now. I mean, I'm on track to where I want to be. I don't know. Probably be less of a troublemaker. Try and not make dad mad, or else he'll lash out. Be nice. Don't blame yourself for dad being mad all the time. Yeah. What was the last movie you saw? Lego Ninjago. I love Lego Ninjago. I love that movie so much. Any of the Lego movies I love. They're amazing. Have you ever cried during a movie? If yes, tell us about that. If no, then what movie had a massive emotional impact on you? I love the movie, what's it called? Fox and the Hound. I love that so much. That is one of the best movies in my opinion, and a lot, and there's like a surprising amount of people that like that like don't know what it is. And if you do know what it is, you're epic, you're cool. You get the bunny stamp of approval. Alright, time to read some more of my trash ex's love letters. Bunny, this is why I love you. You give me so much love and care, more than I know what to do with, and I really do hope that it never ceases. Yeah, well, it did. Not because of me, but because of you. I adore you and the things that you do. You're truly wonderful, and it makes me all smiley and warm inside knowing that someone loves me as much as you do. Bunny, never stop being such a sweetheart. I love you so gosh darn much, and I live for moments like these, when you make me feel like the most special person on earth. Gosh, you're so freaking lovely, and I just, I'm really happy that I know you and that I can call you mine. I love you more than life itself. Okay, sure. I'm happy that I'm still here to be able to love you. Thank you so much for being there and giving me comfort, Bunny. I truly do love you, and I appreciate all the care and affection that you give me. I know I'm not good at giving it back sometimes, but I'm trying to my best to be softer when it comes to you. You've made me into a big ball of dough, if I'm honest. Every sweet word, name of endearment, and everything else that you say to me, well, they make me all happy and warm, and I truly wouldn't know what to do if I had lost you in some way. You're such a special young lady, and I adore you. Well, you did lose me, so, and I'm sure you're doing just fine. I wouldn't worry, though. You know, you decide to be a dog and try and out-dog me. I'm like, oh, you want a dog so hard? That's fine. You cannot beat me. There's a reason why I had to block, like, 7 different guys when we were dating. And guess what? 3 of them were your friends. But no, I was loyal. I stayed with you. I comforted you all throughout those times where, you know, you're just like, I still have feelings for my ex. I'm like, it's okay. You're just confused. You're just lost. I should have seen the red flags. I mean, I did see them, but I didn't pay attention to them. And I kick myself knowing that I wasted 2.5 years on you. But then again, your mistreatment of me and the love and affection that I give you has led me here. So, who's really losing in the situation? You know, like, I may have trust issues and I may never tell another human being that I genuinely love them ever again, but hey, I got like 18 hoes, so who's really losing here? Alright, I do. I love you with all my heart. I start to freak out and worry when I feel that you're okay. I always ask myself how you're doing. I always find myself thinking about buying you little gifts or writing out letters and sending them to you. I love you so darn much that I'm actually comfortable enough to be myself when I'm with you. Losing you would crush me. Yeah, well, I hope it did crush you. Ugh. Alright. If all your sex toys you own came to life Toy Story style, how would they behave and what would they talk about? I don't know. I don't have any sex toys yet. Oh, jeez. Let's see. Ow! I need to burn myself. Alright. When was the last time you called someone the C word and why? Okay. For those who don't really know, I don't curse. I don't. It leaves a nasty taste in my mouth. And for the most part, I don't mind it when other people curse around me. Except for that word. The C word. I will not stand for that word. Like, what's it called? Like, if you say that word around me, I will get extremely uncomfortable. And probably get visibly mad. Alright. What was your favorite cartoon growing up? I watched a lot of TV growing up. Come on, burn. Let's see. Probably the generic stuff. I love Courage the Cowardly Dog. It's one of my favorite shows. Hey, the fire's green. I think it's because of the ink. That's cool. Probably Tom and Jerry. I love Tom and Jerry. Little mouse. He's adorable. How much does religion matter to you in a relationship? Would you be okay with dating someone that believes in God? Or would you be more comfortable if your partner didn't believe in God? I mean, you know, like, I'm pretty sure by the time you get to this part in the audio, you know that I'm, like, a progressive Christian, and, you know, I, like, pray and do stuff like that. I attend church every Saturday, and I say my prayers when I wake up and when I go to bed. But, I mean, it's all right if my partner isn't a Christian. Sure, I'll just be like, hey, you know, honey, would you like to go to church with me? But, I mean, it's, like, all right if you say no. I won't press you, but it would be nice. Yeah, I guess hopefully that answers your question. When it comes to politics, would you be okay with dating someone on the opposite spectrum? Like, let's say you were left wing, would you be okay with dating someone who was right wing? No, I wouldn't. Because I am a leftist. Not a liberal, I'm a leftist. I'm a progressive socialist leftist. And I did date someone who was right wing, and I practically hated myself for it, because, you know, he was, like, spewing all of this awful propaganda, and he tried to convince me that because he was, like, 6% Mexican, he could say the N-word. And, you know, I kind of, you know, I'm just like, dude, can you please stop? But, you know, he's just like, I'm just playing. But, and, like, my best friend is black. And I felt like I betrayed her when all that happened. Of course, I'm 100% happy that it's over now. But he was so incredibly ignorant and so incredibly dismissive of things that I was, like, very passionate about. And, like, I won't tolerate for you know, like, oh, you want to take away my guns? Well, you're gonna have to kill me first. Like, I don't think you understand how absolutely devastating having to watch the Stoneman Douglas shooting was for me. That was 15 minutes away from my house. I had to watch that on TV. I was supposed to be going there. I think it was my freshman year. And it shook me to my core. Children died. Kids my age died. Children and kids die every year from things that could be just non-existent. And then there are right-wing people that are just like, no, you can't, you're gonna take my guns, brother. You're gonna take my guns. I'm gonna shoot you. I'm gonna shoot the government, whoever takes my guns. I'm like, and I noticed that most of the people who you know, do advocate for, you know, no gun right, or no like gun registry or no gun licensing, they can have as many guns as they want, are also the people who are pro-life. And I realized that those people who are pro-life aren't actually pro-life, because if they really were pro-life, then when that one shooting happened and a guy went in with an assault rifle and killed defenseless kindergartners, it was radio silence from those people. They weren't screaming from the top of the rooftops like, you know, they do outside of abortion clinics. They don't care about the life. They care about controlling women and their decisions. And I had to learn that the hard way. I mean, at least that's my experience. You know, like, if you're not that kind of person, and, you know, you have, like, right-wing ideologies, then I guess it's fine. But I don't know, just that's my personal experience. I had to comfort a handful of my friends who had to go through seeing their friends die and it being broadcasted on TV, which is so incredibly disrespectful. And I hate the media. Not really, but yeah. Okay, I'm gonna
I'm gonna pause this for a second after this. Is okay, I'm gonna finish up these two questions. Is using coupons on a first date sexy? Yeah.
If a man knows how to use his money, then I'm like, oh my god, that's hot. If a man knows how to use his money the correct way, I'm like, oh my god, where'd all my clothes go? Oh my god. Yeah, I like that. I don't mind. You know, like, you're smart with your money, you know, you, like, go out of your way to be like, hey, I'm good with expenses. I never paid retail price for anything. I like that. All right, when you are dating someone new, do you think serious topics / questions should be avoided, save for later, and keep the dates casual, or should be talked about as early as possible? Let's say we're referring to the first 3 or 4 dates. I think you probably should keep that off until, you know, like, the 4th or 5th date. Because, I mean, like, if you're not serious, then what's the point of talking about serious topics, you know? That's, like, at least my opinion on it. I've never really been in that many serious relationships. I've been in, like, 1 or 2. But other than that, no. But, I mean, we did talk about, you know, serious stuff, so. But that was, like, a handful of months into the relationship. So, you know, we knew that, like, we knew we could, like, trust each other. That was always good. All right, I'm going to pause it right here. Hello. Okay, I'm back. All right. Let's see, where did I leave off? Do you like big cocks more than small cocks? I don't know. Any size is alright with me. Just as long as you love me, then I'm alright with whatever you have. Alright, let's see. Six pack or chubby belly? I don't know. On one hand, I guess a six pack would be nice, but on the other hand, you know, like, for fooling around, I could, like, slap your tummy. I like that. But I don't mind guys with a lot of muscle, but I mean, if you're not 100% muscular, I don't really mind that either. You know, like, the main place where I would really like muscle to be is your back. I guess maybe your arms, too. That would be nice. You know, like, getting a big, strong pair of arms. Those are always good. Is a guy who is still a virgin in his 20s, 30s, or even 40s a turnoff? No, of course not. I mean, I'm probably going to be a virgin well into my 30s. At least I would like to be. But that's to say that, you know, I don't like meet someone, but you know, in some people's cases, you just haven't met the right person. I don't mind, it's not a turnoff. I understand. Alright, do you watch stand-up comedy? If yes, who is your favorite comedian? I have to say, Jim Gaffigan is really funny, and I don't know if that's kind of like the basic answer, but he is really funny. There's another one that I keep forgetting the name of. And I feel bad because I'm like a really big fan of his, but like, I always forget people's names. And I feel really bad. Because, you know, like, people have probably already heard me say this before, but I'll say it again. I always forget a name, but I never forget a face. I don't know what it is. Bella! How are you doing? Who's my sweet little pumpkin? You are. Yes, you are. Come here. Come on. hi to all the people. Say hello.
She's saying hello.
Such a sweet little baby yet you are.
Crusty though. Crusty.
Crusty baby.
Yeah, that's my answer.
Onward.
I have none of the physical characteristics most women want in men. Tall, muscular, big hands, big cock, square jaw, and not bald. I'm the complete opposite of that. I'm short, chubby, small hands, small cock, round face, and going bald. Do I honestly have a chance? I feel like I'm going to either die as a virgin or end up with a woman who isn't really attracted to me, but just sort of in the mindset of, eh, he'll do, I guess. Of course you have a chance. Are you kidding me? I can name, like, 9 different girls in my circle that are like, oh my god, short guys are like the cutest because they're like little mini guys. They're like so cute. And besides, I mean, okay. Like, I could ramble on and on and on about, you know, what other people may think of these traits that you have. But here's the thing. I'm just... Here. You don't, like, see the, like, how valuable some, like, practically all of these are. Like, for example, you know, like, with a tall guy, it'll probably be hard to give him surprise kisses because he'll see it coming. But with a short guy, you know, I can, like, run up to you, peck you on the cheek. You know, I won't have to, like, jump in order to reach your cheek. I can, like, quickly just peck you on the cheek and then run away. Let's see, chubby, again. We can be fat together. Usually muscular guys. Well, they usually do eat, but they eat healthy, which is not that fun. We can eat Taco Bell together if you're chubby and you enjoy food. I don't mind that. I think it's cool. Small hands. I guess I never really understood the appeal for big hands. I never did. Like, what's it called? You know, like when you're like holding someone's hand, they're like the other hand is gonna like swallow up your hand, and then it's gonna be like all sweaty and stuff. No, if you have like small hands, your fingers would like like fold together, and it'll be all cute. Let's see, small cock. I don't. Again, what's it called? If you're with someone who genuinely loves you, then they won't care about that kind of stuff. I know I don't, and I'm not really that out of the ordinary, right? You just have to find the right person. And I get it. I can just scream that from the rooftops until the cows come home, but... I mean, you're gonna have to be willing to put yourself out there, like I have. And I found a lot of people, like, what's it called? When I finally broke things off with my ex, or he broke things off with me... Yeah, but when I like broke things off with my ex, I thought I would never find someone like him again. You know, someone who sang to me and read poetry to me and read stories to me. Someone who had like a really deep voice and curly brown hair and could grow a nice beard. But I found guys that are like that. I found guys who want to do all that stuff for me and so much more. You just have to be willing to put yourself out there. And of course there's going to be rejection. That's just a part of life. But honestly, that whole rejection just makes that, like, that end game where you finally meet that right person all the more sweeter. And as far as going bald, I can tell you right now, women love bald men. I mean, I think bald men are alright. I like hair, you know, like, especially curly hair, curly, floofy hair. I like to play with it. But what's it called? There's, like, a reason why there's, like, a whole category of, like, porn where the guy is bald. Women like bald men. I don't, but I know a lot of women do. I guess it shows, you know, like, confidence or something like that. Like, hey, I don't need hair to look handsome and stuff like that. So yeah, of course you have a chance. You just have to be willing to, you know, put yourself out there and be like, hey, this is me, this is what I look like, and this is who I am. And if you don't like any of these things, well, then that's just too bad for you. Because I am the best gosh darn thing since sliced bread, and it'll be your loss. You have to have it in that mindset, because I'm more than certain you are the best thing since sliced bread. You're the cat's pajamas, my guy. I promise you. Well, my brother's banging around. Alright. Is asking a woman about her penis size preference while dating but before sex has occurred a good idea or a bad idea? The purpose would be to make sure I'm not small for her and end up wasting her time. Also, to avoid the possibility of her reacting to my size is a very disappointing way, so I don't get mentally scarred by her. I mean, this is kind of a hard question because, you know, you have to be willing to, like, interpret the kind of relationship that you have. You know, like, is it serious? Do you know that you're gonna have sex with her? Or is it, you know, like, the silly kind of sex where, you know, you, like, be like, oh, yeah, you know, like, I slept with her, ha 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 ha.
At least this is my interpretation of it. I would probably stay away from, like, silly sex if you think you're below average.
Because, you know, like, usually girls who are really only in it for the sex are extremely hard to please. But if you got yourself a strong, confident woman who cherishes you and adores you, then she wouldn't necessarily care about that stuff. But yes, I do think that you should talk about it with someone who you, like, have a deep connection with, not with someone who, you know, is just, like, a fling, you know? I guess over text would be nice, you know, if it's, like, not that serious. But if it's serious, you need to have, like, a face-to-face conversation. Like, look, I trust you enough with this side of me, and hopefully you trust me with that side of you. This is me. This is my size. And I'm sorry if it disappoints you, but, you know, I care about you, and I'm willing to do anything to please you. And hopefully that would be your sort of attitude towards this whole thing. Yeah. All right. Favorite superhero? I don't know. Does Howard the Duck count? I like Howard the Duck. That's a great movie. It's amazing. I highly recommend it. Favorite thing to lick? Magnum bars. They're my favorite ice cream bar. 100% my favorite ice cream bar, Magnum bars. Do you like modern horrors, which are more disturbing than scary? I think about movies like Us or Midsommar, or do you prefer classic slashers where blood is everywhere? I am a huge, huge, huge endorser of the movie Hereditary. I love that movie so much. It is so good. And it actually even shocked my dad. And he was like, oh my god, this is so... Well, Hereditary is along the lines of Midsommar and Us, but my favorite movie is, my favorite horror movie is, what's it called? Dang it, I forgot the name of it. Event Horizon. Event Horizon is my favorite horror movie.
But yeah, wouldn't really say that it would be a, what's it called, like, slasher movies. It would probably be more along the lines of, like, demon possession and, like, creepy supernatural stuff. I like that. It scares me a lot, which I guess is good. It Because, you know, it's all like demons and stuff, and I'm a Christian. But yeah, like the more, you know, like scary it is, the more I like it. That's like how it works for me. Alright, let's see. I guess I would probably go for the more disturbing types of horror movies. But like, if I had to choose like an option that you didn't give me, then it would probably be like demon possession and stuff like that. Because I love the movie Insidious. It's a great movie. Very scary. The soundtrack is amazing. That's one thing that, at least for me, has to make like a really good movie. Where like the soundtrack is really good. That and cinematography. I'm a huge slut for cinematography. Anyways. Why do you hate The Office? Oh my... Oh, I hate The Office. I swear. I swear, Alex, if this is your question, I'm going to block you. I hate it because... I hate The Office for the same reasons that... Sorry. I can only assume that people like The Office the same reason why I like horror movies is because it's cringy and they like to cringe. And I like to get scared while watching horror movies. I don't like to cringe. I like to enjoy myself when I'm watching TV. And I don't enjoy myself when I'm watching that show. Most of the characters are very bland. They have no sort of, like, redeeming qualities. I hate Michael. I hate Michael so much. Gosh. Ugh. Yeah. I hate The Office. I hate The Office because it's so incredibly cringy. Watch Parks and Rec. It's a lot better. Alright. What is your sexual orientation? I'm pansexual. I'm a raging pansexual. I like guys, girls, and everything in between and outside of the gender spectrum. Gender is a social construct. And if you disagree with me, then... sucks to be you. What do you think about long-distance relationships? Would you like to be in one, or do you think it is impossible to be in a relationship like that? Quite a few of my relationships have been, long-distance. I guess it was alright, but, I mean... I've been just so starved of physical affection that I just don't care anymore. I mean, I have been in a long-distance relationship. It was alright. At least, you know, with, like, long-distance relationships, like, there's, like, a little bit more communication than... normal relationships, I guess. But, what's it called? You said, would you like to be in one? I wouldn't necessarily do it again. I don't want to have that level of stress in my life. It's either you're here or I just won't date you. But, just dating in general. I don't really want to date anyone right now. I'm not looking for any sort of relationship. I just want to vibe, you know? And even if I did find someone, it's not like they'd probably be happy with what I do. But yeah. Hopefully that answered your question. Okay. I don't know where you're from, but if you would move to another country or region of the world, what place would it be? I like Austria. Austria's nice. I heard it's beautiful. It's either that or Iceland. I would love to live in Iceland. Alright. Any advice for people who want to learn how to draw but have zero experience? Well, first thing you gotta do is get that experience up. Practice, practice, practice. I'm so serious. I'm 18 and I've been drawing ever since I was like, what, 6? I mean, I'm decent, I'm alright, but I'm comfortable with where I am and I like how I draw, and that's, you know, a product of me practicing almost every day for like 12 years. Another thing to know is don't be afraid to use other people's art as reference. But of course there's like context, you have to take into account that, you know, you can't just be stealing people's art. You have to, you know, like, have your own style. You see someone and you're just like, I look up to them, I want to draw like them. You know, okay, yeah, I think that's what I mean. Where it's like, I want to draw like them. I don't want to draw their stuff. I want to sort of mimic their style because I like it. And I would like to draw like that. And at least in my experience, that's sort of like how my style has evolved over the years. Where like, I'm like drawing and then I take a break and I look on Instagram and I see someone who like draws beautifully. I'm like, I want to draw like that, and you know, I like take a couple aspects of their style and I blend it into mine, and that's how I got my style. But yeah, that's the advice that I have. If you have any more questions about drawing, please feel free to ask. Alright, favorite anime or manga series? I did have a couple volumes of Sailor Moon, of the Sailor Moon manga. It was great. I loved the art. It was beautiful. But my mom threw them out when I was reading them too much. And the worst part about that was that I spent my own money on it. I spent like over $60 on quite a few volumes. She just threw them out, so that was like $60 burnt up. Favorite anime though? I don't know. I like Fushigi Yugi, which is, you know, it's like completely ridiculous, but I love it. It's really fun to watch. It's a bit all over the place, but hey, I like the vintage theme. Alright, that's it. Alright, I got to the end of my AMA. Congrats! Hopefully this won't be too long. I'm sure it will anyways. thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you all so, 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 so much for 200 followers. Y'all mean the absolute world to me. Hopefully we can hit 300 soon. I do have some audios that are coming out soon. Here's the thing, I probably will be taking January off. Because, you know, I have a manuscript series that I'm going to be releasing in February. So, you know, look forward to that. And so, yeah, I'm going to be, like, taking the entire month of January to be working on that script series. So, yeah. Let's see. Oh, I do have a little bit of an announcement. I won't be celebrating 400 followers, but I will be celebrating 420. Because I'm 420 friendly, if you didn't know. See, yeah, I'm not really sure what I should do for 300. Should I do another AMA? I don't know. Let me know. I was thinking by the time I, like, reach 500 followers, I can, like, start making, like, giveaways and stuff like that. That'd be cool. I don't really know how they work. I'll have to ask some more wiser voice actors and actresses than me. But yeah, I think 420 followers would be probably be a high Ramble Fab AMA. That'd be nice, don't you think? I mean, let me know. I would like all my viewers and peers to be as engaged in my content as possible. After all, this is like a democracy. You all sort of like tell me what you want, and I will deliver to the best of my ability. But yeah, with that being said, thank you so much for 200. Like that one guy said, I hope I get 1,000 soon. But yeah, thank you so much. See you later.